Lauren Chenal joins us on the phone from the women's Sydney Sixers team. Good morning to Lauren, and I just want to say thank you so much because you are carrying the blokes at the moment. They're going like bastards and you're flying on top of the ladder.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, what about the team? Let's start. You've had the 14 matches, the 10 wins, an extraordinary season, and you must be excited. Your favourites to win the comp in front of the Sydney Thunder, who are at 350. But I tell you what, if you continue this form in, the trophy's yours.
Yeah, I think the team's in a really great form, which is really nice heading into some semi-finals. But I think T20 cricket is one of those sports where nothing's as certain. So we had a really big day yesterday training because we probably didn't end the season the way we liked, the regular season. But yeah, we're looking forward to this Saturday against the Renegades. And yeah, as I said, a really competitive comp, so we're not sure what's going to happen, but we're going to try our best.
Can you put that out of your head, as in that that last loss, and then think about the good times when you guys were flying with bat and ball?
Yeah, I think we did that yesterday. We had our coaches put a little video together for us, which was really awesome to see some of our highlights from this season, and to remember that our Aussie players and a lot of our other players are in some really good form at the moment. So yeah, that game is definitely behind us, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
You must be a little bit confident too going against the Renegades. I mean, they finished, what, fourth on the ladder. They lost the six matches. I mean, you said before how a flip of the coin sometimes it can be 2020 cricket, but for your season to only lose those four matches, I mean, you must go in with confidence that you've got the right formula, both batting and bowling.
Yeah, I would say we're confident, but I don't think we're over the top. I think, as I said, T20 cricket changes so quickly. So definitely not ahead of ourselves, but we're confident in our group that we can be successful and relying on each other and having each other's backs, that we do have the right team to go all the way.
Now, you mentioned those Aussie girls in your team, and especially Elise Perry, Alyssa Healy. How much do they just offer you guys in guiding you around the park, the girls guiding you around the park, to make sure that, you know, you get in the right frame of mind, and if they do fail, which they have done only small amount of times this year, that you guys take over?
Yeah, massive. I mean, they've been a massive part of our group, and them opening the batting together and being so successful this season really helps the group. But off the park as well, they're always willing to give anyone a hand, and that's a really positive in our group, that everyone's willing to help out each other and help each other along. So they're massive parts of our group, and yeah, as you said, they've been really successful, so hopefully they can continue that form into Saturday.
Now, what about the game? Well, let's talk about this semi-final. So you're very short against the Renegades. Where do you see this game being won? What's the number one attribute that you guys can bring to it for punters out there listening that want to get behind them and support you with an investment?
I think we're trying to go big with the bat. I think we really want to stamp our mark on this competition and push really high targets above, you know, 180, and really get a step ahead of the game. We know that the Renegades' average score is around 130, 140. So when we push big targets, I think we'll really feel like we're ahead of the game. And, we want to push an aggressive style of cricket out there. And we tried that last weekend. It didn't come off. So we've got another shot this weekend. And we did a lot of work on it yesterday. So, so we're going to be trying to push some really aggressive cricket with the bat.
Dave and I were talking about a little bit earlier about, as you mentioned, push with a bat, pressure with a bat. I tell you what, I wouldn't like to be a bowler in BBL, because short boundaries, you're coming in, you're doing your best, and I know you come in at left arm quick. How do you cope with the pressure of then, if it comes down to the wire, you know, just holding your nerve?
Yeah, it is tricky. I mean, I started the season with the new ball and two out, and that didn't last very long because I got hit over the park quite quickly. So, I'm lucky enough to come in with four out, and I think as a bowler, it's just really keeping your plans as simple as possible. And we do so much training, and we kind of get stuck up in all these plans. But if we, keep it really simple as hitting off stump and having the field to support that, I think it's probably the most successful option, I reckon.
Is it as simple as just hitting off stump? We heard one of the boys yesterday, I think it was Jeff Lawson, said, you know, that wide, quick Yorker is something that you just can't play, you just can't hit, because if you try the stock standard Yorker and either get it too full or too short, it literally gets put back over your head.
Yeah, definitely. I think the wide Yorker if you've got that skill is incredibly useful. We have one of our girls, our 15-year-old actually, Hayley Silver-Holmes, who is really good at that plan and executes really well, and she's got a couple wickets from it this season. So, yeah, that's definitely a really good option to get out of an over.
All right, let's have a look at this. So you can catch you guys, Drummoyne Oval. Now, gates open at 9:40 a.m. and these semi-finals are broadcast live, not only on Fox Cricket, but also the Seven Network. So you'll be able to watch these semi-finals live. You're in semi-final number two. Sydney Sixers taking on the Renegades at 1:50, and then you've got that first semi-final at 10:40. So you get the double header heading to Drummoyne, the Thunder and the Heat. We thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us. Good luck. And as I said, thanks for carrying the blokes through this year, because they need to be start watching your games.
Thank you so much.
Lauren Tittle there from the
Very diplomatic she was there. She should have said, yeah.
Sydney Sixers, exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Well, come and watch us. Drummoyne Oval, Saturday, January 19, 1:50 for that game there. The 10:40 early game, Sydney Thunder up against the Brisbane Heat. It is exciting cricket. Actually, I've got a little, my eldest daughter, her
yep.
mate is in the squad. She's got a bad back at the moment.
Okay.
Stella Campbell, her name is, and she's in... going into year 11, and we just heard her then talk about one of our other players, 15-year-old. Yeah. So they're bringing them in young and exposing them to that top level. And if you know, I'm of the adage, if you're good enough, you're old enough, you're old enough, you're good enough.
Yeah.
So why not give them a go?
Exactly.
Just promote Australian cricket.
It's actually, it's going really good.
Yeah, it's great.
Going really good, the Women's League. And they'll get a good crowd there at Drummoyne. So head out there on the weekend. But yeah, looking forward to it. You can get your tickets at bigbash.com.au.
Well, Alyssa Healy was... announced best player in the league at
yeah.
one stage there, at Australian, around the world, I should say, the
100%
T20s.